What up, what up, what up, what up? This is your boy AJ, aka DJ Killzone Jones, RealTalkGamer.com, man. This is I Heard Him Say episode 2. I'm kind of looking for some new intro music of reminiscent of I Heard Him Say or something I'm back or something like that. You know, just something to, you know, bring it into the show, try to keep it funky, kind of keep it fresh. So today, we're not going to go into intro music because today I have my man Anthony Frazier, a.k.a. Cool Cap, a.k.a. Killer Cap, a.k.a. Ladies Love Cool James, a.k.a. Twitter.com/King Frazier or at King Frazier. That's his Twitter. And this is my man from the Coalition. He's got the number one hip-hop and video game authority. Check him out at thecoalition.com. And that Coalition is with a K. We're about to get into it. Basically how he started out. What made him, look into games? What happened as far as the beginning of thecoalition.com, their humble beginnings, and then just some other things that we talked about. Just one minor note, we did talk about delays in Gran Turismo 5. Since then, Gran Turismo 5 has been released. Enjoy the show, and we will have more interviews coming. Two confirmed guests are Hip Hop Gamer and I want to say Anorexia, but you know. So we about to get into this episode today, and I hope you enjoy it. RealTacoGamer.com. Oh, and if you're an artist and you have underground music, please send it in because I will be playing it during the breaks. And I appreciate it if it be an MP3 format. Thank you. And on to the show. Let's go. Peace.
And we are rolling. What's up, ladies and gentlemen? This is the new episode of I Heard Him Say. I'm with my man Anthony Frazier, aka Cool Cap from the Coalition. And I heard him say this man has has the number one hip hop and video game authority. So, you know, I am your man, your boy, the dude, DJ Killzone Jones, and we here for another episode. What's up, Cap?
What's going on, man? Thanks for having me on your show, man. I appreciate it.
Yeah. I just got through getting on the Warzone Friday, and Fergus just told me that y'all just got through wrapping up the co-op. So kind of tell everybody what's up, you know, with the Coalition. How did you kind of go into how did you get started? How did you birth the Coalition? Because everybody, you know, points the finger, and you know, you pretty much Moses in the situation. So yeah, kind of shed some light on that.
Man. In 2008, it started because we was all on a gaming forum. And, you know, it was at a time where I wasn't doing anything. You know, I had just got out of high school a few years before that, and I was sitting on my ass, man. I wasn't doing anything really for the few years. I did some college, and I had dropped out of that, and I was just like in between jobs for a while, and always had this in my mind that, yo, I just want to do something. I want to live on my own. I want to start my own shit up. I want to, you know, always had that entrepreneurial mindset. But I never had the people around me physically that had the same thoughts as me, that had the same ambition as me. So I was on this gaming forum, and what we did was I played a lot of games, you know, PlayStation, Xbox, whatever, you name it, I'm all over it. And what happened was I just started recording me. First, it was just me. I had this one thing I used to do. I used to just record myself talking about what I was doing. And then, you know, it caught on. Everybody in the forum, you know, boxed in. It started on bxgamer.com. aka boxed.com, and they get thousands and thousands of people, and people started really listening to what I was saying, and then eventually we grew it into a weekly podcast called I don't even remember what it was called. It's been that long. So we threw it into a weekly podcast, and then before you know it, we just said, you know, let's just go ahead and make a site. So we got everybody on board to make it, and then we went on ahead and made it, and the coalition was born out of that, man, pretty much.
Yeah. Swift told me y'all had another site, you know, that was like between the coalition and the boxing. What was like the site that was before, you know, for the people that don't know, because I know, but like kind of explain your take on that site that was in between there, you know, since they finna go out of business anyway.
Well, basically what happened was there was a little bit of dispute. We had started a site named Analog Hype, and there was a dispute with a few people who had founded the site with us, and basically they just took the site with them to do a partnership with a guy that had nothing to do with us initially. And you know, that's just business. That's just the way it is, man. You live and you learn. And you know, that's just one mistake that happened that, you know, we've learned from. We picked our pieces up, and then we didn't even care anymore. I mean, our site has grown to where it is, and you know, it just didn't even matter no more. We just didn't want to mess with those people. We didn't care about them taking the site, but you know, they kept reaching out, wanting to be cool and buddy-buddy. And one thing I told me and my crew was like, you know, we can talk to whoever we want, but I just wouldn't trust anybody like that anymore. And naturally, we just never spoke to any of the people again, not on that level. And because it's like, you know, there was no reason to. We just kept doing our thing, and it was great. We loved it, man. The coalition was born out of that. If we didn't do that, we wouldn't have the coalition. So everything happens for a reason.
Yeah.
When we lost that site, we were really devastated. But you know, it's never about how you fall. It's always about how you get up.
Yeah.
So that's what you just gotta learn. You know, anybody listening to this, you know, just it's all about the recovery. It's never about the downfall. So it's all about how you get up. So just always remember that. That's what I would say.
Yeah. So the next thing is, Cap, like, kind of explain to everybody, like, where you from, man. Like, I know where you from. I know, you know, you from the East Coast. But kind of explain how, where you from, you know, like, a little history on that. And then how you first got into gaming. Like, how, like, what was your, like, first game that pretty much that you had, that everybody had, that you was really on that got you into gaming?
Man. You know? Alright, so this is how I'm from Newark, New Jersey. I mean, I currently am not in Newark, New Jersey. I'm in Montclair, but I'm from Newark, New Jersey, and that's where I grew up, and I spent, you know, a majority of my life in Newark, New Jersey, and I don't regret it. I mean, this is my roots, it's my foundation, and I learned a lot being from an environment where it's pretty much a very, very, very rough environment, and I learned a lot from, not just from being around that environment, but the people, you know what I mean? Especially just growing up with my grandfather, you know, learning a lot of values from him and a lot of family members, my grandmother and, of course, my aunts and uncles and, you know, everybody, even my father, so my mother, you know. I grew up in a single-parent home, you know, so, but my father was still around most of the time, so you know, I still picked up a few things from him. So
that's
how I got into gaming.
Yeah,
forgot to answer the second half of the question. How I got into gaming is because of my father, actually. You know, the first time I ever played a game is it's because of my father and my uncle. And I don't even know if he even, you know, if they were to hear this interview, I don't even know if they would even remember this. But it was a while. It was like, I don't even know how old I was. I was very, very young. and it was like a boring ass thing at my grandmother's house, and my uncle had went out, and my father took us up to my uncle's room. Uncle had an Uncle Jeffrey who had like a Nintendo, and he had a Tecmo Bowl. Remember that game?
Yeah.
Father had, you know, took me and my brother up to my uncle's room, and we started playing his games. We started playing Nintendo and, you know, playing Duck Hunt and Tecmo Bowl and shit like that. And then, you know, before you know it, we didn't have a lot of money back then, so I didn't have much time to play a lot of those games, you know, because it was always in my uncle's room. And what happened was, we had, you know, we didn't have a lot of money back then, so what my mom and my father did was, I think they put a Nintendo on layaway for me and my brother. And I couldn't, you know, when you make layaways, you know, you got to keep making payments to it until you
yeah.
all the way up to the date. So I was so fucking giddy when, the day we got our regular, you know, the Nintendo out.
Yep.
As day and get layaway, man. That was the longest ride home ever, man. I got home, man. Me and my brother, we went at it, man. We was playing games all fucking night. It was, excuse my language. I know kids.
No, you good.
Yeah, so, you know, we was playing games all night, man. And, you know, and that's how I really, really, really started, you know. I got my first taste playing Tecmo Bowl. My uncle's room, but then, you know, when I got that regular Nintendo to own something that was actually mine, that's when it really my favoritism towards gaming really took off. So.
Yeah.
This cat was out of line. My so-called homeboy trying to take my shine. Nah, this ain't just a rhyme. I speak what's on my mind. Since most of them dead, real niggas hard to find. So I'ma just ride solo with fam in the 4-4. That shit'll get you killed. Showing love is a no-no. I love all my boss player niggas, no homo. But all you other niggas suck a dick, y'all homos. Pop said it best. You ain't never had a friend like me. All I ever did we show you love, now we enemies. Fake friends turn my nigga hollow to a memory. And got his brother D dog in the penitentiary. So what they tell me, friends ain't shit. Don't trust no nigga or no bitch. Except no loans, buy your own shit. Niggas will flip the script at first thing. Nigga, I ain't never hurt you. So what you stab me in the back? So what you stab me in the back for? I ain't never hurt you. So what you stab me in the back for? So what you stab me in the back for? I'm talking about loyalty. I need that. Trust. I need that. Honesty. I need that, nigga. Believe that. Loyalty. I need that. Trust. I need that. Honesty. I need that, nigga. Believe that. Verse 2. Hey, only the real niggas can relate. So if you ain't a real nigga, feel free to hate.
Go ahead.
Shit. Cause Louis V the opposite of fake. Yep. If I don't like a nigga, I'ma tell him to his face. Nigga, I got a whole lot of niggas jealous. So thinking they hotter than me. Let you tell it. I'm shitting on you. Shitting I know you fools smell it. Ugh. That's why you pissed off. You niggas too soon.
Start re-recording. Alright, and we're back. So, Cap.
What's up, man?
Yeah, so from that point when you were you know, when you got that the NES and y'all, you know, logged them hours in on that Tecmo Bowl, which is on PSN and XBLA, the throwback is up there right now. Like pretty much kinda tell everybody like from that point up until now, like how did your love of gaming grow? Like what system did you get after the NES? Like, you know, how did, you know, life and, you know, the journalism aspect kind of change up how you pretty much, like, view gaming from those standpoints, like, you know?
Man. Few people know this, that's within, the whole, you know, gaming journal circle of me, but, for a while, you know, alright, for it started off, you know, I started playing games, you know, got the Sega Saturn, got this, you know, Super Nintendo, and, you know, N64 and all of that stuff. And I used to play games all the time with my downstairs neighbor. His name was Trevor. And we used to just stay, like, we used to go in, man, like, nights where, you know, I would literally just spend the night over there. Like, it was like, retarded, man. And then high school, you know, when I was like in the seventh or eighth grade or something like that, I stopped gaming completely. I didn't really get into it. I stopped very, 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 very hardly. Like it wasn't even a thought in my mind for a minute. And I didn't start really getting back into gaming until I started high school. And so I took like a 2-year break. And then, you know, when I started high school, then I met up with a few friends who, you know, because I just moved to Montclair at that time. And, you know, I met this kid that I know. I don't want to throw people's names out there, but I met this kid named Brandon. I'm not going to put his last name out there, but I met this kid named Brandon, and me and him, we became really cool. And I used to, pretty much, it was me, him, and a few other guys all the time, you know, going to his crib, just gaming out hard body, you know what I mean? Like, in high school, I was a bad student. It was all about females and video games for me, man, for my whole high school, all 4 years almost, man. So, you know, it was kind of crazy for me, you know. Senior year, I didn't game as much senior year. Like I said, when I really got back into it, I was in gaming real hard, then I graduated, got out of school, then I started music heavily. A lot of people don't really know that, but I was an artist for a while. And I consider myself an artist, but I'm not really doing, you know, music like that right now. I'm really focused on a lot of business stuff. But I was doing that for like a while. Then, you know, then when I quit school, nothing else to do, that's when gaming became a little bit more into the picture, you know. So I just turned shit into sugar, basically. You know, I was like, you know, like I said earlier in an interview, you know, I was one of those guys who just, you know, I refused to lay down. I refused to stay down, and I just turned shit into sugar. I'm sitting up here playing these games. Fuck it, I could write about this shit. Writing was my number one ability. That's why I was an artist. You know, I got awards for my writing back in elementary school. And that was, you know, that was in elementary school, and they gave me awards, you know, for my writing. And even in high school, I was, you know, writing was my number one thing. I excelled in a lot of the English, you know, type of thing. So I was like, fuck it. Why not? Why not? You know, I'm not a professionally trained journalist, but I took a shot at it and it paid off. So it is what it is.
Yeah. So like, how did you, I know y'all, you know, you up there in that, you know, the New York, area, that, you know, that the DMVs, you know, all of that right there. So pretty much, like, how did you come in contact with hip hop gamers, since y'all so close, you know what I'm saying?
It's funny, I just saw Gerard yesterday. I got in contact with Gerard, you know, heavily known as the hip hop gamer, but me and him, we got connected because I was just on a computer one day. And I saw this kid, you know, not a kid, but, you know, I saw this guy doing a show in his room with a sheet behind him, you know, no professional, nothing. You know what I mean? And he was hip-hopped out. Like, he was so Brooklyn, you know what I mean? Like, he was so talking like me, you know what I mean? Saying yo every 5 minutes like me, you know what I mean? So, And he knew what he was talking about. You know, despite all of that shit, he knew exactly what he was talking about industry-wise. He was breaking down analytics, challenging Pacta and a whole bunch of other people on their stuff. And, you know, and I was like, wow, this exists? You know, here am I. You know, I'm into hip-hop, the whole hip-hop gaming genre, you know. Yeah. Here am I. I'm thinking I'm pioneering something. You know what I mean? But I'm not pioneering anything. I mean, the obvious thing is there were people here before me, like Console Kings and, you know, Game Attack Radio and just, you know, fuck, I can't remember these guys' names. No, I'm sorry.
Console Kings.
It was another group, actually.
Yeah.
Here these people are doing this. You know, I'm thinking I'm pioneering something. And then here go, you know, Hip Hop Gamer. And then I was like, man, yo, I gotta meet this guy. We gotta link up. I gotta know him. You know, sometimes there's something, some people think that, like, you feel like you gotta know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and you should take that chance. I mean, if they ignore you, they ignore you. But if they don't, then they don't. So I hit him up, and then, you know, I went to his house like 2 weeks later. I met his grandmother. May she rest in peace.
Yeah, RIP to her five grand.
You know what I mean? I went to her funeral a few weeks ago. And the thing is, and we became like family, man. He's like my sixth brother, man. I mean, so... Yeah. We became like family, man. I love him, man. I mean, so we're like brothers, man. And that's how we met, man. So and he, oh yeah, and I, here's a wild story. You know, I haven't really told anybody, but no, I did. I told a lot of people, but he didn't know me. It was at a time where he didn't really know me. You know, when we first started really getting cool with each other, and he got invited to San Francisco, all expenses paid trip. You know, they paid for the hotel, the plane, everything to San Francisco. And mm-hmm. he didn't have to invite me, but he invited me to go with him.
Mm-hmm.
And I just felt honored, man. I felt so honored about that, man. And I was like, wow, this is crazy. Yeah, of course I'll go. You know, of course I'll go. And I went and I met so many important people. It was amazing. I never had an experience like that in my life. I met people who we consider celebrities in this industry, and I realized that they're not celebrities. They're very accessible people that you can hit up and talk to and really be on one accord with. You know, people just gotta wake up, open their eyes, and they can make shit happen, man. Just be in front of these people, man, and you can really make it happen. So he didn't know me from a can of paint, and he invited me, and that was my first time ever being on an airplane on my way to San Francisco.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah, like, that's what I was finna touch on. Like, you know, how y'all, what did the work y'all put in. So, like, you know, I kind of like how y'all, you know, how y'all parlay off each other. And this is pretty much, you know, the reason why I'm gonna try to, like, you know, make this short. The reason why I came in contact with everybody was because it's the show called The Video Game Show, Rich and Kraft. Used to be Chris and Rich, Chris Hawks, Rich Bergen. Now it's the third host, Nick Kraft, that pretty much been taking it over. And I met a Taco Man 5000. He told me about the War Zone. And from the War Zone, I found out about the Coalition. And actually, I found the Coalition from the Console Kings as well. And it pretty much, you know, when I went back into the VGS chat, I met Andre. So, you know, I just want to say right quick, you know, you, Cap, you know, the rest of the team, you know, Andre and all of our staff at Real Taco Gamer, the Bid Bag, Games on Smash. All, you know, y'all are truly accessible people. I had to, you know, throw how I came in contact with everybody. And, you know, shouts to Rich and Kraft and Chris, because without them, I wouldn't have never met any of y'all, you know, via the internet. And we, you know, we were supposed to get it popping for E3, but things that didn't pan out. But man, Cap, you gotta have like you and Swift gotta have the most artistic and consistent grind out here, man. It's not too many people out here in this industry who you can, like, you know, there's brothers out here in this industry. So, you know, I gotta get y'all hats off to y'all, to Andre and Shell, Hip Hop and Torrance, man. I gotta give y'all that. So
let me tell you something, man. Real talk, and this is for anybody who listening, who trying to start something up or do something, whatever it is. Yo, you gotta put in work, man. Like, you gotta put in serious work. It's not even a joke. Like, a lot of people hear these PSAs saying if you want to do it, you gotta put the work in. No, no, no. I'm talking to you, man to man, man to woman. You gotta put in work. You gotta work harder than the next guy. You know, and that's why you really need people like Hip Hop Gamer around who's constantly making moves and constantly doing things, because it's going to always make you be on your toes. I don't ever want to be next to somebody who ain't working, because that's not going to do nothing but slow me down. That's it. I don't want to be slowed down. you can't be slowed down. You can't allow yourself to be slowed down. So, yeah, man, you just got to work and just work hard, man, and challenge yourself. If you don't have a challenge, find one. It's that simple. You need a challenge. You know what I mean? So it's the only way you're going to feel like you need to overcome something. Swift knows that. Everybody on my team knows that. I've expressed that to them countless times. And that was part of our recovery process when we had lost the first sight, was to just work hard. You know, we'll just say, okay, you may have more money than us at the time.
Yeah.
You may have more people than us or whatever. Do whatever you got to do. But I tell you one thing, you ain't going to work harder than us. And we proved that. So, and it paid off. So
I tried listening to Analog. It ain't no offense to them. I tried listening to their podcast, man. It's like, it just sounds so black. Cap, you brought, like, if I could get to hear, like, some of the old stuff, like, you do, you brought, like, you bring a whole atmosphere to the chat. Everybody could be, you know, just knocked dead tired from either working or being at school, about to get up and be at school, if you're thinking about Swift and Ruthless. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, you bring an energy. That's why I look for in these podcasts. I look for people who have that energy, because I don't want to hear people just sit up and, well, Sony came out with this today and Bobby Kotick said it's not going to sell. You know what I'm saying? Y'all actually have a good time, and, you know.
Yeah, I mean, basically, when I have the podcast, the one thing I try to tell everybody is, let's just talk like we chilling. I mean, let's do what we do all the time. Let's get together and just talk. I mean, that's it. I mean, of course, we gotta have some structure to the conversation for the sake of it being a podcast, but overall, it's just barbershop talk. It's just a few dudes getting together, just talking about stuff, and that's it, man. It ain't nothing else, man. It ain't, and that's why we don't feel like we need to be anything else. I mean, I was on this one podcast a while ago when we was on the forum, and the guy who was running it, he was so fucking anal about how we were sounding, sound like, you know, IGN and, you know, GameSpot and all this other shit. He was so anal. I was like, dude, just relax, man. Be cool. And it paid off. Look where we at now. And, you know, anybody who disagreed is where they at. So it is what it is. So
they 30,000 plus strong people. We need to get that number up. Yeah, so we finna take a break right here. On the other side, I'm finna ask Cap about a couple news articles, some items and stuff that I've been looking that a lot of. We're gonna talk about delays again, because, you know, I kind of wanted to ask you about how you felt about, you know, Lil Big Planet and, you know, the Gears. We really didn't talk about that Gears, you know. So we finna take this break, and I catch y'all on the other side. I heard him say episode 2. Let's go.
What are you talking about?
I'm not sure.
No. I live around the corner. I live on the north. So, come on.
Loud mouth, well-built woman got me all distracted. Begging for attention with her friends acting dramatic. Usually the women I'm into are upper classic. But in my past, these the type of women I've attracted. Next thing I know, she and I are drinking, clinging glasses. Being disrespectful, talking about how fat her ass is. Fact that you laugh, ain't the half of it. She don't know my government, who wants to see where I live for the fun of it. Paid off my tab, told Grant I'm gone. Walking toward the whip, ain't off the lot, and already she's teasing and touching it. Ask me what I want, young lady, I would love to freak you, then feed you, drop you off, and tell you it was nice to meet you. Now fix your face. She don't know my government. She don't know my government. She don't know my government. She don't know my government's name. She don't know my government. She don't know my government. She don't know my government. She says she can't match up until she feels the pain. She's my government. She don't know my real name. Small Tammy gets lover. She don't know my government. 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 She can't match up until she feels the pain. She's my government. She don't know my real name. Small Tammy gets lover. She don't know my government. She don't know my government. She don't know.
my couch and she's feeling bad. Cell phone ringing, interrupting. Vicky, I will hit you back. She getting nosy, all in mind, asking who is that. My brother on business, you ain't got nothing to do with that. Taking, she'll keep coming back. Just sit back and you relax. My life kinda crazy, baby, I don't know how you'd react. We'll do what we do, in fact. Turn the volume to the max. Then I'll send you home a single lady. Nothing new attached, cool with that.
She don't know my government. She don't know my government. She don't know my government. She don't know my government's name. She don't know my government. She don't know my government. She don't know my government.
She said she can't name. Up until she feels the pain. She's my government. Me her love.
She don't know my real name. Spontaneous lover.
She don't know my government. She don't know my government. She don't know my government. She don't know my government's name. My government name. Spontaneous lover. She don't know my government. She don't know my government. She don't know my government. She don't know my government's name. My government's name. Oh.
Alright, and we're back. We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Cap, I wanted to ask you, how do you feel about these games being delayed? Now, in the movie industry, you have certain movies that may be delayed, but they're already finished. And with a movie, you know, only thing that may happen if a game, if a movie leaks, sorry, is you may see some special effects, you know, in the vein of Wolverine, you know, maybe cut out. And it didn't really stop the sales, ticket sales of that movie. It actually made it go up than any other X-Men in the whole series. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, Hugh Jackman and the dudes over there, Bryan Singer, all those cats over there at 20th Century Fox and Marvel, pretty much, you know, I think they did that on purpose. So, like, how do you feel about Little Big Planet, GT5, and now Gears being delayed? You think... You know, I kind of like how you put it on that on the Little Big Planet, but you got to think. You know, I was thinking more of like Swift was thinking on the co-op. You know, check the co-op out. It's finna drop tomorrow.
All right. Or Tuesday. So look, here's what it is. My thoughts on the whole thing is a delay is a delay. Despite what I may say on a podcast, it's all for like entertainment purposes. We there to, you know, we there to talk shit and be rowdy and do what we do, but on the real, man, I mean, a delay is a delay. It's unfortunate, but you know, sometimes things do come up. A game has a glitch in it that needs to be seriously fixed, you know, and sometimes it can be spotted very, very late. GT5, though, I don't know. I mean, they've been working on that game since I was in, like, you know what I mean, like, what? Niggas done went to college. Niggas done started high school, and now when they in their freshman year of college now.
I'm in my sophomore year. It's been yeah.
So you know, it's no excuse for a game like that. Maybe they just finding the right window to release it.
Yeah.
You know? And I think that's the case with Gears as well. I don't think anything with Gears is technically wrong. Because Gears has been Gears, and Gears is only going to be Gears. It's still on the same system. It's still on 360. They can't get any better graphically. So there's not going to be big, 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 huge changes to Gears. So,
okay.
And they're just trying with Gears. I think they're just trying to find the right window. I don't think it's technical. With Little Big Planet, it may be technical. They had the beta. They pushed it back because of that. You know, so it may be something that they found that they need to fix. GT5, I don't know. So that's where I stand with all three.
Alright. You think it's because of Drake wanted some more money for them pushing that back? They're just telling us, like, you know. And what I found out from the Weekend Confirmed podcast with what's my guy's name? Oh man, from the Weekend Confirmed, he gonna kill me. Garnet Lee, yeah. Oh, I got a shout out to that guy. I gotta get an interview with that guy too. That the reason why they delayed GT5 was simply because a part, like the code had got out. Somebody had took a
DVD from the production facility, Blu-ray or whatever, with the actual completed game on it. So pretty much to stop the people from with the PS3 hack, you know, that the hack tool they got out, right? To get it out, they switched the code over for the game being pressed up to a higher setting. I don't know what they called it, but it's like a higher bitrate setting for a Blu-ray, like the highest you can go. And then now it's gonna slow those hackers down. So if they do get the game, it's gonna be incomplete, and they throwing extra stuff in there. So that's what they told me from that's what I got from that part.
Look, man, let me tell you why that sounds retarded. Because even if they don't have the completed version, they still got the 5-year I worked on.
Yeah.
I mean, that's all I need, man. I don't need no extra bullshit you threw on there just to stop me. Look, I got a version right here that has 5 years of work on it. Why the hell do I care? And I think that's, I don't know.
But
I'm not co-signing bootlegging a game, okay? That's not what I'm doing. And it just sounds like bullshit because, you know, Blu-ray bootlegging is not even popular. It's not even like a thought almost, you know? And, you know, people do bootleg these shits, but it's not enough to hinder the sales of a PlayStation 3 game. Mm-hmm. It's not enough. So I don't buy into that. I think maybe something came up. I don't know. I don't know what happened. I don't buy into that one though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it is what it is. I mean, if this was 360 or this was like, yeah, if this was 360 or the Nintendo DS, okay, whatever. But this, you know, this is a PlayStation 3 game on Blu-ray, incredibly difficult to bootleg for a regular person. So this is not mass bootlegging.
Yeah, so right now in my hand, I'm looking at Resistance 3. I'm looking at pretty much the Game Informer. And on the cover, you got the new protagonist, right? And if you fold the cover out, you see this huge, like the Chimera. I really wasn't into Resistance. I think I'm going to get back into it on PS3. I know you know 360. But in terms of like scope, I think they probably are stepping it up a notch because they see gear. Because like I think with Gears being, you know, third person, but I'm just saying being post-apocalyptic and all of that, like I think from these screenshots and from this cover, like and what they the beginning of the article that I read, and like the, you know, what you think about post-apocalyptic games? Like I just want to ask you that, because do you think they can do that? Do you think that they should get bigger? Should they take the route of Enslaved? You know what I'm saying? Like with this, I'm gonna have to send you a picture so you can look at this, man. I'm just so stoked it's gonna be in St. Louis. But anyway,
my whole thought on post-apocalyptic games is getting old. You know? Like real talk, man. Games. I mean, but this is the gaming industry, man. Much like the movie industry, you're gonna get the same storylines. You're gonna get the same shit with different smells. That's it. You know what I mean? You're gonna get the same shit but in different toilets. That's it. You know what I mean? It's nothing you can do about that almost. I mean, you're gonna get the post-apocalyptic games, you're gonna get the first person shooters, you're gonna get hybrids that combine them both. It is what it is. Like, you're gonna get it. You know what I mean? So my thoughts on that is like, okay, whatever, you know, as long as they just come with something that's entertaining and I'm straight. But as far as the whole Resistance against Gears thing, I think we've gotten to the point where we don't even need to compare those two games. Gears is a much bigger game than it is.
No, I was just saying in the vein of Halo, you know, Halo and Halo, and pretty much in that vein where, you know, Gears was pretty much the third person take on it. Resistance was basically taking that Halo idea. You know, Killzone pretty much technically was supposed to be the Halo killer. But, you know what I'm saying? Just how you... I'm just talking about in the scope of Gears 3 and then Resistance 3 from the stuff that they've been showing. Like, you know, the Horde and the Chimera just getting beastly, like, bigger.
I mean, that's the game industry, man. Everybody's gonna borrow from each other. I mean, there's nothing you could do about that. I just say don't make it blatantly obvious, because then I'm gonna be the nigga who comes out and pretty much call you out on it, you know. And not even me, I got people on my site who do that now, and they're really good at it. I mean, Rich just wrote an article that got the attention of THQ, and now they want to get on the phone with us and work out some differences, you know, and about our article. And I found that very powerful. I mean, there was a time where we only had maybe like 2 people reading our shit. Now we get about maybe 200,000 a month reading our shit. So, you know, it is what it is. You know, people are looking, people are listening, and we're going to be critical. That's what it is. We call things out. And then we not even call, even on a positive note, shout out to Richard again. Richard Bailey on the Coalition has also wrote an article talking about Mass Effect 3 and what are the possible plot points. And BioWare actually tweeted and Facebooked it. And what happened was, now we're thinking that they may actually borrow some ideas from us. So can you imagine that? That a major game that's going to be for the first time on PlayStation 3 with a storyline. And this is, may I add that this is the first time that BioWare has even spoken of Mass Effect 3. They spoke about it with our article. And what they did was they said, do you agree with this? You know, they're asking people what they think about what we wrote. And that's crazy because we didn't have anybody reading our shit at one point. Now you got games that may possibly be shaped by what we said.
Dang.
Powerful, man.
Yeah. And
I commend my boy Rich for that, man. He sometimes, you know, he don't give himself enough credit, man. And I'm proud of that, man. So, you know, it is what it is, you know. And a lot of people don't even know these things. A lot of things we keep to ourselves, man. You know, we get a lot of big things coming our way, and we celebrate amongst ourselves about it. But, you know, I think it's time for us to start being a lot more open, and we definitely, you know, 2000, you know, from now into 2011, we're going to definitely start sharing with the people a lot more things that's going on with us. And personally, our personal brands, and professionally with the Coalition. So be prepared to hear a lot from us, man. Be prepared to hear some things, man, the good and the bad and the ugly. So
cool. You know, we got a few minutes here to our next break. So how I'm trying to think, like, what do you feel about how the console generation is going in terms of, you know, in terms of now Sony getting the exclusive betas, Sony is getting, you know, a little bit more love. Do you think it's because with Xbox focusing more on Kinect and looking for more people to connect, that their hardcore scene is just finna like flourish on PS3 now? Because, like, I had a comment, and I think we need to do a versus, you know.
People, that's what a lot of people think, but in my opinion, no, it's not going to
go. I'm not even talking about with the move. I'm talking about just the hardcore, like, you know, Swift.
The thing is, here's the thing. Here's why that's not true. Because Microsoft owns the hardcore audience in America right now.
Yeah.
They own the hardcore audience. When Grand Theft Auto comes out again, I can guarantee that it'll mostly be bought on 360. When Call of Duty Black Ops drop, you already know what system is going to sell most on. These are the major, I'm talking about multi-platform hardcore titles. They perform and they perform better on 360. So no, I don't think that Microsoft is going to lack in that area. It's more like, okay, we lack in family gaming. We need to pick that up. It's not saying, "Lo, let's take away from what we were focusing on." It's more like, can we just broaden our horizons a bit? And me personally, I even expressed myself that I felt like maybe the focus was going away. But you know, I have since retracted that statement, and I think that what Microsoft is doing business wise is very smart. You know, we sometimes gamers, we don't never like to look at companies from a business eye, and you know, sometimes we have to in order to understand what's going on. So I'm always looking at shit from a business perspective now. And when you hit me on the co-op, I'll talk about it from both perspectives. Yeah, this sucks for gamers, but you know, Microsoft is going to be a win for them. They're going to be on Oprah Winfrey show on Tuesday. It's a big win for them. So,
well, that's my next thing. Like, real quick before we go to the break. Actually, we're going to get at it after we come from the break, y'all. I'm going to ask Cap what he thinks about the Sony move, selling 1 million overall. You know, does, you know, Kinect have a lot of big shoes to follow? And will the technical aspects of Kinect be its downfall, or will it actually encourage people to, you know, remodel their basements or their living rooms? So we finna catch y'all on this next break. Plus, I'm finna ask Cap about how he feels about, you know, the hip-hop game. I got a couple questions for him about that. And then, you know, we're gonna call it a show. We probably might take one more break, but let's just see how it goes. This your boy DJ Killzone Jones, Real Taco Gamer. And I heard, this is, I heard him say.
Yo. Yo, check it, yo. Smoking on that drove, sipping on that lean. Dressed to impress, got knots in my jeans. Knots in my jeans, got knots in my jeans. Knots in my jeans, got knots in my jeans.
Yo, I'm glowed on that drove, and I'm ripped off that lean. West Coast shit on exhibit, that you never seen. I'm fresher than baby whites, cleaner than OxyClean. I'm like a hip-hop farmer, all I do is collect green. I'm a superstar fiasco, when I hit the scene, I'm doing what you can't do, living out your dreams. Pulling international tits, lease them out like 4 weeks. Then I'm chilling at the crib, piping down your main chick. I'm flying in UFOs, got futuristic clothes. My ice is so cold, I could freeze the whole globe. All you didn't know that it's my time to blow. In a fast lane, first place, haters too slow. Pay the price to keep 100, cause I'm never taking short. Niggas always got my CD like a box of new ports. It's prime time, nigga, don't you ever forget. Got so much paper, I can flush it down the toilet. Smoking on that drove, sipping on that lean. Dressed to a press, got knots in my jeans. Knots in my jeans. Got knots in my jeans, knots in my jeans, got knots in my jeans.
Smoking on that dro, sipping on that lean. Dressed to impress, got knots in my jeans. Knots in my jeans, got knots in my jeans. Got knots in my jeans, got knots in my jeans. Every day I hit the streets, I keep knots in my jeans. Cash watch looking mean, and you can plot and scheme. Just know it's not a dream, how I made it like this. Curly hit is spice sick, get welly bread despite rich. Money over whore chicks, cut like a swordfish. Rinses is ain't any money, keep me more fit. I'm on it, blowing smoke in front of my opponents. Right. Yeah, I got it niche, cause my swagger's on his own shit. Oh, you can get your own, bitch. Haters never stopping me. Cause I walk the lines many times, no monopoly. I'm popping seats, properly, and they all jocking me. So you put on your poker face, check the slide, see I stay blow, then drunk. Good luck, just thought of being sober. Laying naked in the Range Rover. Wait, with my chick on my shoulder, never been a loafer. So I had to pull over, and I put it on
loafer. On it, bro. Sippin' on that lean, dressed to a press, got knots in my jeans. Knots in my jeans, got knots in my jeans. Knots in my jeans, got knots in my jeans.
Smoking on that dro, sipping on that lean. Dressed to impress, got knots in my jeans. Knots in my jeans, got knots in my jeans. Knots in my jeans, got knots in my jeans.
From the west to the east, like D-Wave bringing heat. Looking fresh in the club, looking fresh in the streets. Got a cup full of lean, chopper screwing up green. I stay caked up, got knots in my jeans. I don't chase women, they pursue me like a dream. I'm the hottest in the underground, fuck the mainstream. So fuck what you heard, I'ma do the damn thing. I'm pippin' in this game, you getting treated like a hoe.
After smoking on that drug, yeah, your boy stay high. No wine low, yeah, the ladies no fly. Why? We straight sippin' that lean. My pocket's filled with green and the swag is real mean. They know we on the scene, couldn't be ever seen. Work for medicine, I ain't never been a fiend. I just bought too many trees for many niggas leave. But being successful is stressful, you know what I mean.
So, we are back, and I'm looking at the MPDs, and Move has sold 1 million out the gate for the first month. And, you know, me and Cap pretty much on opposite ends because I only got a PS3 and Cap has a 360. But, you know, I don't look at it.
He reportedly only has a 360.
Oh, reportedly only has a 360. He might have went to Best Buy over the weekend and copped one.
I might have been having one. You don't know that.
Yeah. That's the great mystery. So, yeah. You know, Move came out the gate and sold, I think, 1 million in U.S. It was sold out here for about a week and a half, pretty much. The bundles was moving. I only found, when I went to Walmart the week it came out, the first day, it was, 8 or 9 bundles, and it was, 1 when I came back, and I was like, dang, for real? Yeah. And, you know, Kinect really got some hard shoes to follow, but they're going to be on Oprah tomorrow, and, you know, Oprah... Pretty much, you know, the hood is gonna be behind Oprah. You know, everybody gotta watch Oprah. I got Cap.
I know the question you're gonna ask. And the thing is, does it have big shoes to follow? Okay, here's my thing. Congratulations to Sony on moving. But let me tell you something, bro. According to them NPDs, PlayStation 3 is in third place.
Yeah.
So despite the Move moving 1 million. It's moving 1 million on the current install base.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's moving 1 million on people who already own a PlayStation. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right. So when you look at the Kinect, Microsoft's goal is not to get people who already own a 360. Microsoft's goal is to get people who don't own
a 360.
People who don't even consider gaming to be something they want to do. They're trying to go after the Wii market. And this is something I said a whole bunch of times.
Yeah.
You can't compare Move to the Kinect. They're two different things. Kinect is a platform. Move is an accessory.
Yeah.
I mean, two different things. But people want to compare them anyway because, you know, it's PlayStation versus 360.
Well, I don't compare. I only read, when I pretty much said that it was no full body motion. I kept my bad, y'all, with the Kinect. And then hip hop got up there and freaking cranked that Bruce Lee up there at the Kung Fu Live booth. He started calibrating and it didn't ask. It pretty much he had to shake the Wiimote. And I know it probably asked him to do, you know, full body, and it actually does it, but it doesn't do it in the way Kinect can.
Basically, Kinect makes all dance games on the Wii look pretty much stupid.
Yeah.
I mean, before it didn't look that dumb, but now it looks completely, completely stupid. I mean, it really don't matter what you do on the Wii with a dance game, as long as you move your arms in the right motion, you're straight.
Yeah.
You know, but in the Kinect, there's no cheating. You gotta move your body the right way. You can't just move one arm with the controller the right way and get away with shit. If there's something coming at you, you gotta duck. If there's something, you know what I mean? If it's on your left side, you gotta use your left side.
Yeah.
It's that serious. You know, and like I said before, you know, it's a platform. It's a brand new platform for the 360, and it'd be interesting to see if it works for them.
Yeah.
If it works as far as, you know, adapting that new platform they're going after, they're going to smash the Move in sales. I don't think we should compare them because...
It is a new... I know what you're finna say, though, Cap. It is a new platform. I actually want to get both of them. I got the iCamera. Yeah. I want to get, you know, because I'm lazy in the mud. Sometimes I don't feel like even using my controller.
Let me make this because I know there's going to be people who never heard me before. Who listen to this show. And what I want to put out there is that the Move is not a new experience. Don't try to sell me that the Move is a new experience.
It's not. I'm going to say it too. It's not, but it's basically, it's outdoing the Wii, and that's pretty much in this month though, Cap.
Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying it's not better than the Wii, but it's nothing but an enhanced Wii. You put the Move in my hand, and if I close my eyes, I don't know what I'm playing, the Wii or the Move.
Let's put your hand on top of it.
You put Kinect on. If you put Kinect on, and I close my eyes, I don't have any. It's something new. It's different. I don't have anything in my hand. I don't have a nunchuck controller. You know what I mean? Like, I don't have, you know, like, you gotta think, man. This is a new experience that they're selling here. So you can't compare any. If the Move is gonna be compared to anything, it has to be compared to the Wii. It can't be compared to Kinect. And this is not me defending Kinect in any way, because I don't plan on purchasing it. But that's just me trying to keep it real and just make sure that people see things for what they are. Well, see things from what they are in my eyes, at least.
Yeah, I mean, I pretty much agree with you, Cap. It's like with you, you were just pretty much like, you know, you and Swift, I kind of put y'all up there in the Torrance and Ice category. It's just the name. When I hear Eddie, you know, Eddie V, shouts out to him, you know, trying to say that PlayStation don't have a competitive game. Because, like, for real, on the real, when I played...
to that. We're not going to get into that.
Well, no, I'm going to say...
That's not my argument, and I don't want to comment on it. You know,
nah, that's just, you know, well, I wasn't even finna go into it, Cal. I was just finna say, like, you know, you got, like, Swift pretty much said a fanboy is a person that's gonna force that up onto you. Like, when I came across to them,
the thing is with H-Town, man, he never forces his opinion on anybody. He's just saying what he's saying. He's just influential. You know, he can't help it that people are going to listen to him and follow what he's going to say. You know, that's just their decision. I mean, you just got to challenge the person who's listening and not the person who's talking.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? You got to be a great student. You know what I mean? You got to challenge the student, not the teacher. I mean, so...
Yeah.
In that respect, man, you know, like, you know, I don't want to get into that argument.
Yeah, I was just trying to just say with that, and then, like, I feel like that they're pretty much, like what I was going to say with the Wii and with H-Town argument, like a lot of reason why the Wii sells is because when I go to a resale shop, you know, to cop a used system, like I did it once with the Wii, and the only reason why I did it was because I know that your user ID is pretty much universal. Whoever gets that Wii, their friend code is going to be resent to them. You know, so I had pretty much got whoever friend code it was for that system. So I don't have to worry about PSN accounts or XBLA accounts or whatever, because the online is not there. But the reason why the Wii sold was because, like, a lot of people got into playing that sports game, you know, the Wii Sports and the Sports Resort, and it's back, you know.
The Wii sold because it was a new experience. That's what I've been trying to tell people. Listen to this. The Wii brought a new experience to gaming. Microsoft realized that, and they did the same thing. They're doing the same thing now. They're trying to bring a new experience. Sell experiences, not games.
Yeah.
All right? So, that's how you make it.
And that's why I was going to say that I don't think Sony had, in my opinion, or they probably got the money, because, like, they one of the biggest, like, they got with Enceron, you know, the cell phone company, and then they TVs and laptops always. So they got the money pretty much that if they want to do the Move, kind of like what Hip Hop was saying, they could have did. I mean, no, the Kinect, they could have did it, but it was like, you know.
And, you know, people say that shit, but, like, yo, they didn't do it, though.
Well, I'm saying, I'm not even tripping off that they didn't do it or not. I'm going to still try to check out both of them.
And it's like, I'm, you about what somebody could have did and what they got the power to do. Yo, did they do it? No.
Well, that's because the iToy pretty much by itself had failed. So
no, the iToy is not the Kinect. See, people like PlayStation fanboys.
No, I'm saying
the iToy has nothing to do with what the Kinect can do.
No, I'm saying that's the reason why they didn't do it. I ain't saying that. No, don't.
Yo, but. Real talk though, like the iToy, it can do little things that the Kinect can do, but it can't do everything that the Kinect can do.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. Like they didn't want, after they saw it on, that's why they brought it on PS2 first, and then they brought it back for PS3. It was like, well, we know the iToy, that, you know, the little like kung fu game they had on there, and all the stuff that they had on iToy, pretty much in PS2 era, they didn't really have like that solid following for that, because they could have went and spent more money and then had a Kinect experience. But because they put that out, just like with that Torrance was talking about, and everybody jumped on the Warzone Friday, go check that out, y'all, about, you know, companies trying to go discless starting after the next generation. They were going to test out those kiosks with the USB sticks or those SD cards. And you know what I'm saying? Like, they didn't want to jump into that mug gun hole because they knew, you know, everybody pretty much knew what the Wii was going to be about when they just showed the Wiimote, just the Wiimote by itself.
I won't jump too far away from the goal, man, because I know you, man. You can jump. You can go through like 5 books.
But yeah, I'm just saying, how you feel about, you know, Sony giving that up and now it could be another potential setback for them? You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man, you know, it is what it is. I mean, yo, if they had the tech, if they was onto something early on with that, then it is what it is. And they didn't take advantage of it, then that's just their loss. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, business is business. Business as usual. That's all you can really say, man. You know, it's nothing you can do about it. They're going to have to live with it. Maybe they'll throw the technology in the next PlayStation. Who knows? Let's move on.
Alright, you know, we got a couple more minutes. Before we go to the break, I wanted to ask Cap, you know, how he feels about the hip-hop game and as far as... Now, we had the discussion on the verses about Nicki Minaj, but with the recent, like, all the hip-hop artists going to jail, like, do you think that, you know, it is a hip-hop police, and do you think, you know, pretty much, like, you know, do you think that are rappers being targeted for their ill behavior?
Of course.
More than, you know, say Miley Cyrus or Justin Bieber when they get caught?
First of all, hell yeah. You know, like, rappers in general, I mean, because rappers are stupid. Let's just keep it real here. Some rappers are stupid. Lots of rappers are stupid. And they're gonna go out there, they're gonna do dumb shit like smoke weed and, you know, do all that crazy shit and do it all out in the open like they're invincible. But the thing is, when you got a lot of money, and I learned this from one of my mentors who are very rich. And the thing is, it's like sometimes when you got a lot of money, you feel invincible. You feel like there's nothing in the world that can fucking stop you. And that's something that, you know, I'm trying to be taught now, is how to keep my cool. Because a lot of these people, they get caught stupid. You know, they get caught... They let things overcome them. They let drugs overcome them. They let money, and they definitely let pussy.
You said the magic word.
You know what I mean? They definitely let these things overcome them, and they get caught slipping. That's all it is. The people, they let things overcome them, and they get caught slipping. That's why, you know, you gotta, as a person, be strategic. Life is a war. And you gotta make sure you can get rid of anything that's gonna make you weak. So, and leave you vulnerable to even get caught slipping like that. Therefore, I don't do drugs. I don't even fucking drink alcohol. Know what I mean? I might catch one drink every once in a while, but, you know, I completely stopped. I completely stopped in, like, July. You know? And I don't even, you know... And as far as one thing that I, you know, sorry to say this on your show, you know, I know we got kids listening, is women. You know what I mean? Women is the one thing that I gotta learn how to control a little bit more. And when I say control women, I don't mean be on some fucking Maury shit. I'm talking about control my urges. You know what I mean? I know to some other shit, but that's just life lessons, man. You gotta learn how to manage these things and money, power, pussy. Once you learn how to manage these things, man, you know, this is what a rich guy told me, and I'm with him every day, and, you know, this is you gotta control these things. And, you know, that's just how it is. Rappers don't know how to do it. So, we're gonna take that break.
Yeah, we're gonna take that break. This is the last break of the show, folks, and we finna, you know, go ahead and end it off, you know, but we finna get back on, you know, a little bit more of the hip-hop side, you know. I gotta keep it, you know, kinda crump for the coalition. So we're going to take this break right here.
Yeah. All right. Go ahead.
All right. We'll be back.
Yeah. Yeah, my nigga holla bang bang as the cops pass. Cause just the other day they tried to bribe his stash. Jammed up his cuz, now he called from the pen. They got him praying for his bail so they won't take his kid. Cause his baby mama act out. She done backed out, sold everything in the house cause she cracked out. He turned to me, so much pain in his eyes. Like he ain't know being black and poor came with a prize. He took a tote as if it eased his mind. His nose running heavy cause he geeking lying. Clientele pulled up in a Beamer truck. Served the driver and he said to me, they got us all fucked up.
When this storm gon' settle, I can't hurt forever. How can I do better now?
Hey, they got us all fucked up.
Break my back for nothing,
for nothing.
Lock me up for struggling,
struggling.
Only God can judge me now.
Yeah, I need a nasty freak to shake that ass for me. She said, what's happening, what's up? Yeah, this ass ain't free. I got a friend if you wanna. Wait, I could phone her. Everything have price, cause Christmas around the corner. Since the recession, it's been hard if you're stripping. Cause niggas pay to get in, but niggas ain't tipping. She short on rent, the landlord tripping. Tired of eating noodles that taste like chicken. Don't really like hoeing, ain't hard to tell. But when all else fails, pussy always sell. The song stopped spinning and the time was up. Snatched the money off the floor and said, they got us all fucked up.
When this storm gon' settle, I can't hurt forever. How can I do better now?
Hey, they got us all fucked up.
Break my back for nothing,
for nothing.
Lock me up for struggling,
struggling.
Only God can judge me now.
Hey, they got us all.
I had a partner called Pimpin'. Had hella women, saved raw dog chicks and never ever went to clinic. Now he thinks something wrong and he's scared to check. He got a girl that he claimed never cared for sex. So he slept on her, crept on her. Sometimes he even pushed a dime and he stepped on her. One of his cutty buddies called him and it got him free. Say she had a checkup and she got HIV. Claim it's all his fault, screaming, raised her hands. Cause she got two kids and what about her man? He thought about his girl, hopped out his truck. Called the phone and said as low as he could, I got us all fucked up.
When this storm gon' settle, I can't hurt forever. How can I do better now?
Hey, they got us all fucked up.
Break my back for nothing,
for nothing.
Lock me up for struggling,
struggling.
Only God can judge me now.
Hey, they got us all fucked up.
All right, and we're back. We're back once again. And I pretty much wanted to ask Cap, you know, from that, you know, we was talking about, you know, the hip-hop cops and, you know, the rappers being dumb out here. How you think, like, what do you think about the hip-hop game as far as, like, I can tell you in St. Louis, we got a lot of people. I know you probably even looked at 106 and saw Louis V., T-Man, you know, we got a lot of artists that's coming out of St. Louis now, once again, and a lot of people who still, you know, like you were saying earlier, not sitting on, you know, sitting on their ass pretty much, they, you know, they complaining about Nelly and the St. Lunatics, in the same vein that a lot of people complain about 50, but I kind of see where some of that animosity goes with 50, but the same rules apply.
What's the question exactly, though?
The question is, like, should big-name artists, i.e. Nelly, 50, Eminem, have an obligation, you know, to put... Do they have an obligation, or is it kind of, like, fabricated or just mythical obligation to, like, put on for their city, you know, kind of in Jeezy terms? Is it their... Like, is it their job to get up and babysit the people that's on their label, or do you think that they actually are holding those people back? Hey, look,
this is what I, as far as that goes, I think they don't have an obligation. Let's say this: in hip hop, this is what we do. Jay-Z would have never been found if he didn't have Jazz. Nas would have never rocked the mic if he didn't record in Eric B's studio. It is what it is. You come up through life is built on relationships. It's all about who you know and what you know. And basically, you know, it is the obligation of Jay-Z and all these big people like 50 Cent and Nelly to bring the next generation in. That's what you gotta do. That's just how hip hop has always been. The problem with hip hop today is these rappers, these older rappers are feeling like they don't want to usher nobody in because they feel like somebody's gonna take their spot. And you shouldn't feel that way. I think Jay-Z don't feel that way anymore. Jay-Z should know at this point, nobody's gonna take their spot. 50, I don't think 50 feels that way. 50 is just a big ass businessman. He does a lot of favors. He hops on a lot of people's records, but he's not going to sign an artist because it's not financially a good thing to do. So you guys got to look at it from those angles. You know, it's like they do have an obligation to bring the next person on, but if they don't, then so be it. A lot of these unsigned acts out here, they need to start becoming more men. You know, and start really. A lot of these unsigned cats, they don't want to do the homework. It's like what I said earlier. You know, you got to study. You got to put the work in. You, in order to be great, you got to study greatness. That's just come with the territory, man. So if you're spending most of your nights out there, you know, chilling with chicks all night and drinking and smoking, and you think that, oh man, somebody else is gonna fucking do all the work for you when you wake up in the morning from a hangover? What?
No.
You tripping, bro. You better be, and the people who are excelling are the people that's doing their homework, man. Doing their homework. A lot of people look at, you know what's crazy, man? A lot of people look at Wayne and they probably think these niggas party all night.
I mean,
they probably think these niggas do all this type of shit. And I'm not even a Wayne fan. But for a fact, that nigga always in the books, always in the news, always in the dumb, you know, all types of shit, always in the studio. And people don't even see that. The only thing they see is him and Birdman on TV doing all the dumb shit. And niggas think, oh, I can blow up just by doing the same shit these niggas doing the videos. You know, I know it's the same story that old folks been talking about all their life, but this shit is real. You what? They just think everything is, yo, people got this notion that everything's gonna come to them. So unsigned artists gotta really start doing their homework, study the internet, study marketing, you know, study marketing, definitely marketing, because that's all music is. Study marketing, study your crack, make sure your music is fucking crack, bro. You know what I mean? Make some records, don't just spit a 16 in the hook, man, make some records, nigga, put some breakdowns, some bridges and all types of dumb shit, you know, make some records, you know, put some time in, study your craft, study artists, put that shit in, put that work in, and I guarantee you it'll pay off, man. This is real talk.
Yeah, that's why I was gonna say, like, it's a lot of people, trying to get you on. I know you probably checked out my homeboy, Remy Rodriguez, the cameraman. Pretty much, you know, I sent you that video that he did. He shot that video himself. All of that was him. That Don't Do Me joint or whatever with the Oh Let's Do It beat, and they was riding around at the different places. He, you know, this man is a freaking genius. Like, I never, what you were saying, like, y'all, you pretty much on the journalism and the games. This dude is the same thing in St. Louis. A lot of people don't want to give him credit. He got, like, I don't know if he got out to y'all yet with the hip hop H2O, but like the little Dollar Water. You know, he got that popping here in St. Louis. There's a couple other places he's trying to expand it. He's got a deal, a production deal with Akon, Convict Music. But it didn't really pan out because he was supposed to be a combo with him and the homeboy Patrocinio. But pretty much he had, you know, Patro had some things he had to take care of coming out of high school.
Too much information, you know. Though, you know what I mean? Too much.
But, yeah, we're going to keep that on the low.
Like this shit, I mean,
like, the grind in St. Louis, same thing I see in New York.
I respect it. I mean, if this is what you want me to say, I respect the hip-hop grind in St. Louis. I recognize it fully. So don't worry about that.
Everywhere, man. I'm pretty much everywhere. A lot of people don't know this about me.
Matter of fact, can we take a break, man? Cause I wanna get into the.
Oh, the exclusive. Oh, we got some real exclusive. We're gonna take a quick break right here. And we got some real exclusive. It's never been before seen, not even on thecoalition.com, right here on Real Otaku Gamer, and I heard him say the podcast. We finna take this break and we'll be right back at y'all.
This is a dangerous group. Groups that we're dealing with.
On the whole thing, A50, call it chicken talk. On the whole thing, A50, call it chicken talk. On the whole thing, A50, call it chicken talk. On the whole thing, A50, call it chicken talk. On the whole thing, on the whole thing, on the whole thing, A50, call it chicken talk. On the whole thing, on the whole thing, on the whole thing, A50, call it chicken talk.
You want the whole thing, bring the cash, no change. I want the whole thing, if you want the whole thing. You got them hoes, man, and they all giving eyes in the van, and they all getting. Want the whole thing, better come what you looking for. Better not be snitching, cause them feds they be looking for. Anybody who be out here, they be slanging though. I am not slanging though, I'm selling records. On that productions, bet you will never forget us. Bet you can hold us up in discussion, no bluffing. Everything gets legitimate professionally. You can't stop me cause I'm bringing out the best of me. I'm feeling animosity from my enemies. They see the hustler mentality. Enemy. I got the whole thing. We stay booming, man. To the bang.
On the whole thing. On the whole thing. On the whole thing. A50, call it chicken talk. On the whole thing. On the whole thing. On the whole thing. A50, call it chicken talk.
And we're back, and we got that super duper explosive.
That's right.
Exclusive. You ain't gonna hear it nowhere else. That's right. But on, I heard him saying on Real Otaku Gamer.
Yeah, man.
So go ahead, Cap. Let him know.
Man, I've been working so hard, man. People don't know, man. I've been working with a tech startup called Bubble Line. You know what I mean? For those who don't know. I've been over there doing a lot of business development and consulting work with them, and great family. And the investor Yuri Mostovoy is old Russian guy, real cool, and I'm learning a lot from him. And he was so keen on my vision for a certain product that he went ahead and put his effort and his resources into investing in this product for me. So, you know, I just want to definitely put it out there that I have teamed up with me and Gerard, my brother, Hip Hop Gamer. We'll be releasing a brand new site for all you gamers out there.
I heard about this. He kind of let it go. So go ahead and tell him right quick, Cap.
So the thing is, I'm not going to release the name of the site, but we are taking over Metacritic. We are going to have a site that is going to be strictly on game reviews, and where we hold the people accountable. And, you know, you're hearing it here first that this site exists and is already being built and is going into production with the development team on Monday. So, I'm excited. This is what I've been working on, and you're going to hear more on the Coalition. So make sure you definitely visit thecoalition.com. I gave my man the exclusive right here, but you know, you're definitely going to hear more about this in the future on the co-op and on the co-op. I'll be making some posts and stuff like that. I'm just starting to begin to talk about it a little bit, and I'm excited, man. So, you know, it's going to be a review site for the people, man. A game. So get ready.
We will be posting up pretty much, you know, a trifecta, if that's cool with you, Cap. I was thinking about doing something like that. you know, on Real Talk Gaming, where I release a review and then I kind of snap back to you, to Hip Hop Site, you know, the Coalition, and then we throw it up. Like, oh, I was thinking we was going to use Bubble Line, but this actually is going
to
work.
Yeah, this is something different, and you're going to be able to rate things with your emotions. You're going to give, you're going to be able to give things an emotional score, a logical score. You can see how your ranks match up against the people. And we're even thinking about great, great partnerships to where you'll be able to basically, you'll be able to, no, I can't say.
It's too exclusive, man. Can't give it all to them, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you'll be able to get into betas, you know? Mm-hmm. We're going to be doing things where we're going to be able to get people into betas of games, you know? So it's going to be very, 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 very new, fresh take on the gaming industry, and we're going to take over, man. So, you know, shout out to my brother Gerard, man. It's going to, you know,
Hip Hop Gamer. So,
yeah, y'all going to hear a lot more about this in the coming weeks, really.
Ooh.
And so, you know, stay tuned, man.
Yeah, so on that, I was thinking about doing, you know, I got to see what's up with Andre. It's a couple sites. It's Raptor and it's Playfire. I think it's another site called PlayOn.com that lets you pretty much see, I was, you know, like rankings and stuff or online. I was thinking it's never been one that's really, really been perfect for 360 or really, really been perfect for PS3. But I was thinking of like doing, you know, I actually have a blog set up, and I pretty much have like Ning set up to where, you know,
if you want to get into this type of thing, like where you make an actual, you know, tech startups and things like that, though, you're going to have to find a team or a person who knows how to develop, not websites, but develop
social networks,
web apps.
Okay, yeah.
Because basically any site that performs these kind of different kind of functions like that, it's always kind of an application function. You need someone who could really develop on a web platform and really, you know, develop something that you want. And I was
thinking,
you look around at your local school, you know, people who are in school for these things, or, you know, even on the internet, you know, you meet somebody. Our development team is in Moscow, Russia. So, you know, we communicate with them, you know, almost every day at the office. So, you know, it is what it is. But you gotta find those people. You know, me and Swift, when we did a special project not too long ago, with a guy from Romania, you know. So it's you really get worldwide with it when you need some shit done, man. You
yeah,
you get worldwide with it. So just gotta reach out there, and like I said, just come do your homework. You can't just wake up and say I want to do this. You could, don't get me wrong, you could, but in order to do this, you gotta figure out what you gotta do in order to do it. So, and just put your work in, man. Put the work in, do your homework, learn, meet people. Number one thing, meet people, and meet the right people, and you'll get where you gotta go. So.
Yep. And, you know, I kind of wanted to ask Cap, like, on pretty much returning series, like, I want to say, like, you know, sequels, but also, like, reboots. Like, how you feel about, Devil May Cry, that reboot? How you feel about Sonic, you know, that 4? Do you think reboots are pretty much good for the industry the same way?
Devil May Cry, really, I ain't got no problem with that. Sonic, I ain't got a problem with that, because that's Sonic 4. I mean, I got a problem with it, because I think Sonic is mad slow in that shit. But, you know, I'm talking about as far as the idea of it. No, I ain't got a problem with it. I got a problem with remakes. Not reboots. Remakes. You know what I mean? Like when they remaking GoldenEye. Remaking Turtles in Time. You know? Mm-hmm. Remakes. I hate remakes. I don't like them. I love the idea at first, but after years of playing these remakes, I hate the idea. Duke Nukem 3D. You know, not Duke Nukem 3D. The first Duke Nukem.
Oh, yeah. Just Duke Nukem. Yeah.
They remade that. You know, put that on the 3D. You know what I mean? Like, no, no.
They actually, Duke Nukem 3D, they finna take before Duke Nukem Forever comes out. Somebody actually, another shout out to Weekend Confirm and Garden and Lee and the crew over there. They're actually, somebody got a license to use the Unreal 3 engine to, you know, and from Take-Two, and permission from Take-Two and Gearbox to make a full 3D remake of Duke Nukem 3D with the Unreal engine. So I'm excited to see that, because I know they're going to get the voice actor. And it's actually another game that's going to be like Batman, you know, that Batman game that was on PS3 called Dude Bro 2. It's kind of long and kind of like out there title, so I'm not going to do that to the kiddies, but the actual voice actor from Duke Nukem is going there. It's just that I feel like, you know, with these reboots, Cap, that if they don't do something that totally flips the game on its ear, or if they don't pay homage to the original design, take it all the way left field, I think it's going to die out. And then as far as like with sequels, I think that they have to, like, with Sony, I can honestly say, and I can say with Halo as well, with Reach and 2, not as much 3 and not as much ODST.
Well, reboots are cool, you know, like, and, you know, my whole idea is, like, I just don't like them anymore. I mean, some people do, some people don't. I'm not messing with it. So, you know, I tried it. I've done my share. And I agree, man. I agree with you. Somewhat, so it's not, we're not on the disc.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man.
And I got one more question, Cap. Like, mm-hmm. Do you think, as far as for indie, you know, back to the hip hop one more game?
Yeah.
Like, do you think, as far as the indie scene, do you think it's gonna overtake the labels? I mean, you got all these independent artists.
No, real talk. And it, you know what frustrates me? Is that when I see these indie artists do so well on their own, they go run into a label. That frustrates me so much. Wiz Khalifa was getting like 5 million hits on his YouTube and doing all of this stuff, and then he go run into a label. Like, what are you thinking, man?
Well, I think... What are you thinking?
You know, like, you can go sign... Only thing you need to do to get money is you need to go out there and sign up. You can hire your own marketing team. There's marketing companies out there. If you need marketing, hire a marketing company. You got the money. You feel me? If you need press, hire a press company. If you need, you know, get a publicist. Get all the things that a label can give you. The only thing a label can, you know, get a touring, sign a touring contract. You want a tour? Sign a touring contract and make money doing that.
Distribution deal, you know, the only thing you need a label is for is that and a distribution deal.
Yeah.
That you hit the nail on the head right there.
You know, you get a distribution deal. You can go out and get a digital distribution deal and a physical distribution deal. You can do all of that without a label. So it pisses me off, honestly, when I see people, they chase the big check. That's what it is. You know, these labels, they throw $1 million checks at these people. And they give in. And, you know, I don't think they understand that they can make millions without that, you know, with the clout that they had. So,
I mean, Tech N9ne, I think, well, but Tech N9ne is pretty much out there. But, like, with Wiz and Big Crit and Currency, I think with them pretty much going to the label, they're not sacrificing their integrity about it. That's why I don't see, like, when they pull, like, certain songs off the mixtape and they giving new content every day, and they doing show like B.O.B. the same way. Like when he got with Grand Hut, T.I. let him get.
To me, they shortchanged themselves, man.
Well, yeah, a little bit, because
to labels and you know, they couldn't, like, come on, you know, these guys, okay, they got budgets, they're not gonna sell millions and millions of copies of their albums, and I think that's proven with Currency. Currency had a crazy buzz online, but he released his album with a label and it didn't sell so well. So what was the point? You could have made more money releasing that on your own and sold the same amount. So they wasted their time, you know. And that's not the case for every artist, you know. I don't know what every artist, but in a Currency case, that was the true part. And Wiz's, I guess Wiz Khalifa, we'll have to wait and see. But, you know, I just think that maybe some guys, let's not run to a label so fast. I'm not saying you don't run to a label, but these guys are running to a label before the first album. Man, son, at least put the album out and test the market first.
And then be like, okay, we need Houston, we got a problem. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, like, the album out first, try your hardest, get a marketing team, go hard and put that shit out and see what happens. And if you make that money, you make that money you want to get, then you can be like, you know what, we going to do it like this. And if you don't get what you got to get out of it, then you know what, either you try again or then you go run to a label. But these guys, they run into a label fast as fuck. I'm like, yeah, son, y'all niggas running to the label and shit. Like, it's
yeah, that's what that whole conversation with Tupac, where he was like, you know, about the dude with outside of the door, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I kind of feel like I would have not even knocked on the door. I would have just knocked through there, you know what I'm saying? But it's like, you know, Tupac, you know, rest in peace to him and Big, they pretty much did it the way, you know, doing that major label route, and they pretty much told everybody, don't go running to the label. So it's like, bust through the door, don't wait on your crew, go in there, you know, cock diesel, and go ahead and knock the doors down. So that's like, that's why I admire, you know, Ice Cube and Bun B pretty much, you know. But, yeah, we gonna, you know, stay independent, get on your label, do what you do. Yeah. We finna get up out of here. Yeah, this has been, I heard him say.
I wanna give some shout outs, because what I'm gonna do is, I doubt everybody who's on my Facebook listening to this whole thing. But I will, when you give me the link to this, I will put it on my Facebook. I will tweet it on my Twitter, which is at King Frazier, twitter.com/KingFrazier, KingFrazier. All right, King Frazier on Twitter. And make sure you put this in the post as well. Put my Twitter name there, that people
yes, sir,
link it so people can find me. And I will blast this out. So whoever listens to this whole thing all the way up to this point, thank you. And let me know that you did it. So I can.
Yes, sir. I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to try to, you know, since Andre don't really want me to do a whole lot of music type stuff, I'm going to integrate some music, and I'm going to put you and Swift's interviews up as a. We're going to make this be an event, man, because, you know, Swift pretty much gave us the UK side of things. And, you know, we're going to do it real, real big. This has been. I heard him say DJ Killzone Jones, the Killer Cap, Anthony Frazier.
Yeah, this your boy AJ, man. We blowing money fast, BMF. You already know about that, but we PNFing over here, too. RealOtakuGamer.com, man. Coalition, Bit Bad, Hip Hop Gaming Show.
Yeah,
PNF coming in fast, man.
I think of Troy Davis, Jawar Williams, blogging at the bottom, about to buy the building. I think I'm beating Shell. Andre Tipton, real on taco game as always, keep it pimpin'. I think I'm King Cap, Swift Luther, PSN, you a sore loser. Playing games, getting at the cross, real ballers getting money, punk, punk stars. It's a bird, it's a plane, yeah, it's Dougie Moe. And watch out, AJ finna hit his Dougie Moe. DJ Killzone Jones, better remember the name. You better complain or she get slain. DJ Killzone Jones, if you don't remember the name, your SS mind, you getting on, you getting pwned, you getting pwned, and then you getting left alone, and that's on you. Yeah, now let me quit that and get back to this hot track. I gotta shout out Big Shell and Andre for giving me a chance. Yeah. And the fact that they get it, it's over for you suckers. Hip Hop Gamer, January 25th to 11th. It's over for you suckers and you cluckers and you haters. And this busters trying to duck us. Yeah, it's your boy AJ and we PNF. AJ always dug it fresh to death. Hey. Yeah, I think of Troy Davis, Jawar Williams, blogging at the bottom, about to buy the building. I think I'm beating Shell, Andre Tipton, real on taco game as always, keep it pimpin'. I think I'm King Cap, Swift Luther, PSN, you a sore loser. Playing games, getting at the broads, real bloggers getting money for it, don't start.
That's it, man. Yeah, and that's it, man. Had to trip y'all up a little bit on that
one. Yeah, it's over,
yeah, y'all, man. Yeah, it's over, y'all, man. RealTalkingGamer.com, Real Gaming Show. Oh. You know what I'm saying? The Park Podcast. Now we're on the topic, baby.
211.
BitBad.com. Warzone every Friday night.
Lupe.
Sunday hip hop gaming show. Ain't nothing else to do with the coalition. Gonna hold it down like always. Your boy AJ, my here. We pulling new fast over here.
Freaking, Trey, man, it's over. It's over. This PNF SDF Pony Dudes fans, man. Yeah. Let's go. And then who else? Oh, Legion was on his bug too, bruh. It's over. It's over. Now I'm gone. Man, this bug was crazy. Styles P. Oh my God. It's over. It's over, man. Oh, you had your boy Yo Gotti. It's over. It's over. It's over.